In this episode, you'll learn 7 things you might be saying right now that will crush innovation, trust, and teamwork, and what to say instead to build a better problem-solving culture. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Hey, welcome to the show. Today, you're going to get some common phrases that I hear leaders use far too often. And saying these things takes the life out of your team. It shuts down innovation, creativity, trust, and the teamwork that you need to build a problem-solving powerhouse of a team. So let's take a look at these, and then what to say instead to build the team and organization you need. And as we get going, let's set the stage here, because if you want a more creative team, ultimately, there's one powerful habit you've got to avoid, and that's crushing their courage with careless language. You don't need beanbags and brainstorming retreats and all that kind of thing to build innovation. What you do need is to create an environment where people can naturally take risks, can connect, explore possibilities. Creativity, innovation, problem solving, they don't thrive in fear. Those things thrive when you create an environment of psychological safety, of curiosity and conversation. So before you ask for your team's next big idea, ask yourself, are your words making it safe to share that idea? So let's take a look at some of the worst offenders, the creativity-crushing phrases that sneak into meetings, email threads, brainstorming sessions, and what to say instead if you want to unlock your team's brilliance, not barricade it. Okay. Destructive phrase, number one, let's not get ahead of ourselves. When you say, let's not get ahead of ourselves, that might seem like a responsible guardrail, right? We want to slow things down, be cautious, explore properly, but it's actually a speed bump to vision. It quietly tells your team, dream smaller. Instead, you want to acknowledge the ambition, then guide the conversation into tangible steps. The idea here is not just run willy-nilly with any, you know, idea, because you do need to be thoughtful and think through potential obstacles, barriers, the what could go wrongs, and all of that, so you avoid problems. But there's a way to say it that doesn't crush people's vision and dreams. So how do you acknowledge that ambition without the foot brake? Maybe you can say this instead. Hey, that's a bold idea. How can we break that down into pieces or into phases that we can make work? Destructive phrase number two. Can we really afford to take that risk? Of course, risk management matters. But this question often comes out and gets interpreted as, let's not try at all. So instead, try inviting a conversation around strategic experimentation. Great ideas, they don't need a blank check. They need an experiment. They need a beta. They need to be iterated. So instead, you can say something like this. What's a smart way to test this without overcommitting resources? So you see how that is a positive way to implement, to try out the idea. All right, let's go to number three. This is how the industry works. This is a classic creativity killer that deserves its own plaque in the Museum of Mediocrity. Challenge the status quo without torching it. Acknowledge the current model, then ask for a fresh perspective. Many of the world's most disruptive innovations came from someone asking, but what if we didn't? So instead of saying this is how things work, it's how the industry is, instead, try something like, okay, that's the norm. What could a better way look like? That opens people's minds to possibilities instead of shutting down the creativity and problem solving. All right, number four in our list of destructive things leaders say that shut down innovation, problem solving, trust, and teamwork. This one, I have been guilty of this. I have been guilty of several of these, by the way, so I'm speaking from my own personal experience on this one. Destructive phrase number four, we shouldn't complicate things. Now, innovation is complex. This phrase can make your team feel like they're thinking too much. And I can shut myself down with this one. I don't even have to say it out loud as I'm thinking through all the tangled web of all the things that need to happen. And one idea can lead to 15 different potential paths and how it interacts with everything else. You have to give yourself and your people permission to wrestle with complexity. Problem solving is inherently messy before it's magnificent and achieves all the things it needs to. So rather than, hey, let's not complicate things, let's acknowledge the complexity and then work on it. So we say, yeah, this is complex. Let's untangle it together. What would be our first step? How do we isolate some of the variables that we can, right? And so we start working through those things as opposed to just shutting it down. All right, number five, fifth destructive phrase. That's not how we do things. This is so common, and few phrases slam the door on creativity faster than this one. It's the corporate version of go back where you came from. Instead, you want to cultivate curiosity instead of just conformity. You don't have to implement every idea, but you do need to listen if you want people to keep sharing them. And so there's a couple things here. When you're thinking that's not how we do things here, you might have a really legitimate reason for how you do things here. There might be some regulatory issues. There might be some tried and true practices. There might be some lessons learned. There's some criteria that maybe your team's not aware of. All of those need to be on the table for problem solving. And so instead of saying that's not how we do things here, you might start with, hey, that's new for us. Tell me more about how it could work. And then as you listen, you might say, okay, it sounds to me like there are some other criteria that we might not be aware of would be helpful if we knew those things. So let me get those on the table. And then let's explore how this idea might satisfy those or how we might tweak it, iterate it, however we need to build on it in order to achieve the criteria that need to be met or satisfy the regulatory issues or what have you. Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey, PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. Okay, destructive phrase number six keeps innovation, teamwork, trust down. What is it? Our customers aren't ready for that. Assuming that your customers can't handle innovation is a quick way to fall behind your competitors who believe they can. Sometimes true innovation is asking your customers to grow with you, helping your team imagine how to lead the market, not just follow it. And if it truly is to the benefit of your customers, instead of saying, hey, they're not ready for that, saying something instead like, what would help our customers get ready for something like this? Now, again, I'm assuming there's really positive intent here and that you're genuinely trying to serve your customers and meet a need that maybe they're not even aware of quite yet. We can think of lots of different products that have done that. Okay, let's go to our final destructive innovation-killing phrase, number seven. Let's stick to the plan. There's nothing wrong with the plan, all right, until it becomes a prison. And I can be a let's stick to the plan guy. As I said, I can do a lot of these. Let's stick to the plan. I've got a plan. I've got 18 months of roadmap ahead of me. But that plan can become a prison if I'm too married to it and miss the detours that might change the game. Maybe the environment has changed. Maybe there are some different opportunities that I wasn't aware of when we created the plan. And to just be locked into the plan and not have any peripheral vision keeps me or your team or your organization from reflecting and adapting. Innovation lives where flexibility meets, crosses paths with that intention. So instead of let's stick to the plan, how about saying something like, what has changed that might require us to adjust the plan? And then we can make a really conscious choice about, does that make sense? Is this what is in our best interest? Okay, so there you have it. 7 phrases, destructive phrases that can crush creativity and innovation on your team, and what to say instead. Now, if you want to take your team to a more innovative place where they're taking initiative, bringing better ideas, and collaborating courageously, you got to create the environment where those behaviors can flourish. So I've given you 7 alternatives for all of those specific destructive phrases. And in our book, Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict, we have several more that I just want to give you some bonus phrases here that can be really helpful in creating that environment. The first one is, tell me more. Somebody shares an idea, just get curious and just open the door to hearing what they're really thinking by saying, tell me more. Another one of my favorites here. I'm curious how this looks from your perspective. Find out what's really going on in their thinking and what they're bringing to the table you might not be aware of. Here's another conversation, innovation, opening phrase. What would a successful outcome do for you? You can ask this of teammates. You can ask this of your board. You can ask this of your customers. You can ask this of everyone. What would a successful outcome do for you gets underneath whatever's on the surface, and you can find out where the real opportunities are. All right, this one comes to us from our friends in Switzerland. Let's put the fish on the table and talk about what's really going on here. Open the door to that truly meaningful conversation about the unspoken things. And then as you move to action, what's one action we can both agree to as a next step? All of these phrases underscore the fact your words can spark possibility or shut it down. Use your words wisely, generously, and with enough self-awareness to laugh when you accidentally say something dumb, which it happens to me too. Got a whole book about it. You want a more creative team, that's where you want to start. Innovation is not just about having a creative type or that kind of person on your team. Human beings are problem solvers, so it's about making everyone on the team feel confident enough to think differently, brave enough to speak up with what's on their mind. And that starts with what you say. And listen, I know that these leadership and team conversations aren't easy. And that's why we built the Synergy Stack. You've heard me talk about it before, a tool that helps you and your team make the right conversations unavoidable. In just 60 minutes, your team can go from stuck to energized with a clear plan forward, and you have the roadmap to do it without a ton of prep. So go to letsgrowleaders.com/stacks to learn more and get your 20% listener discount. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. Thanks as always to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep and Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Bruck Marketing for their work on this episode. Until next time, I'm your host, David Dye, reminding you to be the leader you'd want your boss to be.